请我们翻到启示录。
Can we turn to the book of Revelation?
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第五节
Verse 5
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的并要悔改行起初所行的事
Therefore remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first
你若不悔改我就临到你那里把你的灯台从原处挪去
Or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent
然后我们看第二章第十五节
And then verse 15
你那里也有人照样服从尼格拉党尼格拉一党人的教训
So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans
十六节
Verse 16
所以你当悔改
Therefore repent
第二十一节
Verse 21
我曾给他悔改的机会他却不肯
I gave her time to repent and she does not want to
二十四节
Verse 24
至于你们推呀推拉其余的人就是一切不从那教训不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人我告诉你们我不将别的担子放在你们身上
But I say to you the rest who are in Thyatira who do not hold this teaching who have not known the deep things of Satan as they call them I place no other burden on you
第三章
Chapter 3
第三节
Verse
3所以要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见的也要遵守并要悔改
So remember what you have received and heard and keep it and repent
然后我们看第十六节
And verse 16
你既如温水也不冷也不热所以我必从我口中把你吐出去
So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold I will spit you out of my mouth
十九节
Verse 19
凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教他所以你要发热心也要悔改
Those whom I love I reprove and discipline Therefore be zealous and repent
我们知道这些话乃是主对亚细亚七个教会所说的话。
We know that these are the words that the Lord have for the seven churches in Asia Minor.
当约翰写这段话的时候
When John wrote these words,
他是被充军到巴摩海岛。
He was captured onto the land of, island of Patmos.
他大概是他到了一生最末了的时候。
It was probably towards the end of his life.
大概他快靠近一百岁。
He was probably close to 100 years old.
当他回想他过去的一百年，靠近一百年。
As he looked back upon his 100 years of life.
这一百年刚好是第一个世纪的一百年。
These 100 years coincided with the first century.
他还记得他第一次遇见主的时候。
He still remembers the first time he met the Lord.
是黄昏四点钟。
It was 4 p.m. and dusk.
他也记得他是在约旦河外的伯大尼遇见主。
He also remembered when he met the Lord on the Jordan beyond, Bethany beyond the Jordan.
他记得那个时间。
He remembered the time.
他也记得那个地点。
And he remembered the place.
虽然他现在他记忆慢慢衰弱了。
Even though his memory was starting to fail him.
但他永远不会忘记他一生当他遇见主的情形。
But he will never forget that one instant where he met the Lord.
这是他一生最大最大的一件事。
This is the greatest thing in his life.
慢慢他才知道。
Slowly he started to understand.
他所在的那个世纪。
The century...In which he was in.
乃是在人类历史里面最重要的一个世纪。
It was the most important century of humankind.
因为在那个世纪道成了肉身。
Because in that century, the word became flesh.
所以就有了第一个三十三年。
So you have the first 33 years.
然后这个然后我们看见道成肉身的主他复活了也升天。
And we know that this Lord that was the word became flesh, he resurrected and ascended into heaven.
然后圣灵降下来,
and then the Holy Spirit was given.
在五旬节那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
教会诞生了,
the church was born.
教会诞生的时候,
when the church was born,
约翰在的,
John was there.
约翰还记得教会诞生那天的光景,
John still remembers the condition of when the church was born.
然后约翰和彼得,
and then John and Peter,
他们都看见教会 怎样的经过少年的阶段?
They saw how the church went through adolescence.
因为我们知道说, 教会的根基是建造在使徒的根基上。
Because we know that the foundation of the church was upon the apostles.
根基乃是房子最底下的一步,最开始的一步。
Now the foundation of a house is the start of a house.
因为彼得的指示是撒网的指示。
Because the ministry of Peter was a ministry of casting the net.
所以的一个网撒下去,
so when he cast the net,
3,000条鱼,
3,000 fish.
再一网,
another net,
5,000条鱼,
5,000 fish.
所以你看见教会不止诞生了,
so you know, not only the church was born,
你看见教会也渐渐地扩大了,
slowly the church began to expand.
这就是使徒行传第一章到第十二章。
This is Acts chapter 1 to chapter 12.
但是从13章以后,
but starting from chapter 13,
你看神得着一个人, 名字叫保罗,
you saw how the Lord gained a person called Paul.
他本来是支搭帐篷的,
and before he was one who built tents.
他是靠着帐篷为生的,
and then he depended on building tents for a living.
结果神主呼召他,
so then the Lord called him.
所以他的指示就是建造的指示。
So his ministry is the ministry of building.
现在我们看见教会不止诞生了。
So now not only was the church born,
不止经过少年的阶段,
not only did it go through adolescence,
因着保罗的劳苦,
because of the labor of Paul,
教会慢慢地从婴孩到少年, 最后到了成年。
The church went from infancy to adolescence to maturity.
所以等到保罗的两个手被监禁的时候,
so when Paul two hands were in chains.
那就是使徒行传到了最后的时候。
That was towards the end of the book of Acts.
虽然他手被监禁,
even though he was in chains,
结果他所服侍的教会成熟了。
But the church that he served matured.
以弗所的教会,
the church in Ephesus.
哥罗西的教会,
the church in Colossae.
腓立比的教会,
the church in Philippi.
他们在主的恩典中成长而且长成。
And the grace of the Lord, they grew and they grew unto maturity.
现在他们能接受最高启示的话,
now they could receive the highest revelation.
他们也能够接受最深启示,最深经历的话,
they could also experience, they could also learn the great deepest experience.
没有启示比以弗所书跟哥罗西书更高。
No let revelation is higher than that of Ephesians and Colossians.
也没有一个经历比腓立比书的经历更深。
And there's no experience deeper than that in Philippians.
所以虽然保罗在监狱里面,
so even though Paul was in prison,
他心中得何等的安慰,
he was so comforted.
有的话,
some words,
在教会年轻的时候不能听,
when the church was young, they couldn't hear those words.
就像主耶稣所说,
just like the Lord Jesus said,
有些话你们担当不了,
there are some words that you cannot take now.
所以主不能说,
so the Lord couldn't say it.
但是现在保罗能够说,
but now Paul could say it.
现在教会长大了,
the church has grown up.
现在教会进到荣耀的光景里,
the church has entered into a state of glory.
所以感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
就在这个时候,
at this point,
你看见是使徒行传最后的时候,
you see that this was towards the end of the book of Acts.
从教会诞生到教会成长,
from the birth of the church until she grew up,
也是33年,
it was also 33 years.
33年,
33 years,
33年,
33 years.
在使徒行传里面,
in the book of Acts,
约翰是出现的,
now John did appear,
但约翰没有说过一句话,
but John didn't say a word.
他要说话的,
he wants to say something.
主要保留他, 以后说话,
but the Lord was keeping him to say it later.
为什么?
Why?
因为约翰的指示乃是补网的指示。
Because the ministry of John was the ministry of mending the nets.
所以到最后33年的时候,
so when you come to the last 33 years,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在, 我们看见教会的情形不同了,
we saw how the condition of the church had changed.
使徒行传,
the book of Acts,
乃是一人的路, 好像黎明的光, 越照越明。
It's just like the verse where it says, the way of the righteous is like a light, shining brighter from until noon.
到了中午, 太阳的光是最明亮的时候。
So when you come to noon, the light is the brightest.
换一句话说
So in other words,
你看见渐渐地磨成神儿子的形象
Slowly it was being conformed to the image of the Son of God.
所以不是下山太阳落山乃在中午的时候
So it was not the sun setting, but it was the sun appearing at noon.
所以使徒行传最后就是中午的时候
So towards the end of the book of Acts, you find it's noontime.
义人路没有黄昏的
The way of the righteous, there is no such thing as dusk.
义人的太阳从来不下山的
The sun of the righteous ones never sets.
这是使徒行传
This is the book of Acts
这是荣耀的教会
This is the glorious church
这是教会的黄金时代
This is the golden age of the church
所以第一个阶段33年
So the first stage is 33 years
教会的元首
The head of the church
他怎样从马槽一直到宝座
How he grew from the manger to the throne
这个时候你不必问教会有没有前途
So now you don't have to You wouldn't ask the question Does the church have a future?
因为你看见教会的元首道成了肉身
Because you saw the head of the church Was the word that became flesh
他来到地上
He came to this earth
不只要拯救人
He not was there just to save man
他的头要连于他自己的身体
And that the head was going to be joined to the body
所以身体要产生的
So the body was going to be produced
所以那个时候没有教会前途的问题
So there wasn't a question about the future of the church.
但是到第二个阶段
But when you come to the second stage,
也没有前途的问题
There is no question about the future either.
一切都是非常光明的
Everything was bright.
一切都非常荣耀
Everything was glorious.
你不需要问说教会有没有明天
You don't have to ask if the church has tomorrow.
教会当然是有明天的
The church of course has tomorrow.
那个在使徒行传一句话都没有说的约翰
But the John who didn't speak a word in the book of Acts.
到了最后33年
When he came to the last 33 years,
保罗走了
Paul was gone.
彼得也走了。
Peter had left.
那个开始教会根基的彼得到荣耀里去。
The Peter who established the foundation of the church went into glory.
那一位带着基督徒带着教会长大的保罗也到荣耀里去。
The Paul who led the church to become mature also went into glory.
现在只剩下约翰。
Now there was only John left.
在十二个使徒里面他是最后的一个。
Among the 12 apostles, he was the last one.
他仍旧走完最后的几乎33年的道路。
He still walked that last 33 years.
如果能像保罗一样
If people can be like Paul
如果能像彼得一样
If someone can be like Peter
当教会最荣耀最成熟的时候
When the church is most mature, most glorious
被主接去是多么好
And then to be taken away at that time Wouldn't that be
great 你看做工的人会得何等的安慰
The worker would be so comforted
但是我们知道主给约翰特别的指示
But God gave a special ministry to John
他要叫他补网
He was there to mend the net.
现在的网破了。
Now the net had broken.
所以当他怀念小亚细亚七个教会的时候
So when he was thinking about the seven churches in Asia Minor,
里面的情形他都知道。
He knew of the inner condition.
你能想象到他里面的感觉是什么样的感觉
Could you sense the feeling inside of John?
后来我们才晓得。
Later on we find out.
原来七个教会里面
Amongst the seven churches,
有五个教会需要悔改。
There are five churches that needed to repent.
有一个教会是最后一个需要悔改的。
There was one church who lastly needed to repent.
那就是以弗所的教会。
And that's the church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会曾经达到荣耀。
The church in Ephesus once had hit glory.
以弗所教会曾经成熟的。
At one point, Ephesus was mature church.
别的教会可以悔改。
Other churches can repent.
以弗所教会还需要悔改吗
？Does the church in Ephesus need to repent?
但是七个教会里面
，But amongst the seven churches,
完全叫人想不到的。
One thing that no one could imagine.
第一个教会主说你们应当要悔改。
The first church that the Lord said you have to repent.
那是。以弗所的教会
And that's the church in Ephesus.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
教会需要悔改吗
Does the church have to repent?
我们有没有听错
Did we hear this wrong?
世界人需要悔改
The people of the world need to repent.
我们传福音乃传悔改的道
When we preach the gospel, it's the gospel of repentance.
今天你听见哪几个传道人对教会传悔改的道
So how many preachers do you hear preaching the gospel of repentance?
感谢主
But thank the Lord.
你看见约翰是传悔改道的
You see, John was there preaching repentance.
因为主耶稣在这里告诉他们说你们要悔改
Because the Lord Jesus was telling them you have to repent.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
这是怎么回事
What does this mean?
这不是给我们看见教会老化了吗
Doesn't this show you that the church has aged?
Getting old? 弟兄姊妹，教会不是慢慢慢慢衰老了吗
Isn't the church getting old?
这不就是保罗所说的
Isn't this what Paul says?
现在脸上有了皱纹吗
So now it has wrinkles on its face.
现在不是有了玷污吗
Now it's become blemished.
现在上面不是有很多老人斑吗
Do you find freckles?
所以 不光是普通的
It's not, it's 我
不是讲我不是把年轻人的雀斑我不是我现在是这样等到慢慢年老了以后你看见他不光是有皱纹了而且有老人斑点了
So no longer do you have wrinkles but you have freckles from getting old
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brother, sister,
这给我们看见什么
What does it show us?
这给我们看见教会有一天会老化
you, It shows you that one day the church will become old
你说这怎么可能
How is that possible?
约翰也说不可能
John said it's impossible
约翰照照镜子
John look at the mirror
我有皱纹
I have wrinkles
因为外面的人一天会坏一天
Because the outer man is decaying day by day.
但是教会是基督的身体。
But the church is the body of Christ.
怎么应该是永远年轻的
It should be forever young.
怎么可能会老化呢
How can she become old?
但是我们知道结果是如此。
But the result is this.
为什么
Why?
你怎么知道老化
How do you know it's age?
在七个教会里面
Amongst the seven churches.
只有两个是年轻的。
There's only two churches that are young.
你看见五个教会都是有了皱纹都是有了玷污的。
The five churches all have blemishes.And wrinkles.
所以他们需要悔改。
So they need to repent.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
当你看见教会老化的时候
When you see the church becoming old.
你现在问一个问题
Now you have to ask a question.
我相信约翰老约翰会问一个问题
Now old John will ask a question.
这些教会
These churches.
还有前途吗
Do they have a future?
这个教会
This church.
还有明天
Does it have a tomorrow?
这是第一个世纪的教会
This is the church in the first century.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
我们的主写这七封书信的时候
When our Lord Jesus was giving out these seven letters
这七个教会不光指着第一个世纪的教会
These seven churches not only refer to the churches in the first century
因为其中有四个教会都是讲到主回来的
Because there are four churches that are mentioned in conjunction with the return of the Lord
第一个世纪主还没有回来
In the first century the Lord didn't return
到今天主还没有回来
Until today the Lord hasn't returned
所以如果主提到他回来
So if the Lord mentions his return
那就表示这四个教会在主回来以前他们还在地上的
This means that these four churches are still present when the Lord returns
所以现在你懂了
So now you understand
这个七个教会不光是当时的教会
These seven churches don't just refer to the churches of that time
也是一个很重要的预言
But they're also prophecies
虽然约翰那个时候这些事还没有发生
Even though during the time of John these didn't occur yet
但是你看腓拉帖菲一直要等到主回来
But the church in Philadelphia will be present until the return
主今天还没有回来。
The Lord Jesus hasn't returned.
而且在普天下受试炼的时候，要免去那个试炼。
So that when the whole world goes through the great tribulation, they will be delivered.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神给谁的应许？给腓拉帖菲的应许。
This was the promise given by the Lord to the church in Philadelphia.
第一个世纪没有发生
It didn't happen in the first century.
到现在还没有发生
It hasn't occurred even until today.
所以可见现在有腓拉帖菲的教会
So that means that today there is a church of
Philadelphia. 在主回来以前
Before the Lord's return.
有推亚推拉
There's a Thyatira.
有撒底
There's Sardis.
有腓拉帖菲
There's Philadelphia.
还有老底家
And Laodicea.
所以很清楚的
So brothers and sisters, very clear.
弟兄姊妹因为这七个教会乃是预言的教会
Because these seven churches are prophetic churches.
所以我们的主要对约翰怎么说
So what did the Lord say to John?
你活的不过只有一百年。
You only live for 100 years.
你最多看见的是第一个世纪教会老化的情形。
The most you see is the church becoming old in the first century.
但是我看得比你远得多。
But I see much further than you.
你一百岁你就走了。
After 100 years, you are gone.
但是我能看见最少两千年以后的情形。
But I can see the condition of 2,000 years later.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这告诉我们什么
What does this tell us?
在主回来以前
But Before the Lord's return,
你看见第一个教第一个世纪的情形
the condition of the first century,
第一百年的情形
the first 100 years,
就代表了整个两千年的情形
represents the condition of the full 2000.
尤其今天我们可以说到了老底家教会的时候
especially we can say today we have come to the time of the Church of Laodicea.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
主怎么说呢
what did the Lord say?
所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
He said, therefore, you have to,
第十九节
therefore be zealous and repent.
然后他也说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
Because I know you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold. I know your deeds that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必我从口中把你吐出去。
So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
教会不是应当满了神的同在？
Shouldn't the church be full of the presence of God?
结果圣经告诉我们说，看啊，我在门外叩门。
He said, the Bible says, behold, I stand outside and knock.
普通我们传福音借这一段圣经。
So oftentimes we borrow this verse.
我们说朋友们啊，罪人们啊，主耶稣在你门口叩你的门。
So we say, friends, the Lord Jesus is outside knocking on your door.
所以我们说这个门乃是罪人的心门。
So we say that this door is the door of the sinner's heart.
那主耶稣开你的门，你要把门打开。
So when the Lord Jesus knocks, you have to open the door.
那你传福音借来用是可以的。
You can borrow it during preaching the gospel.
但是你不能借了就不还了。
So you cannot just borrow and not return.
你知道这一段圣经是对指的教会的门来说的。
So this door actually refers to the door of the church.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
明明门口挂的是教会的名牌。
In the front entrance it says the church.
主日有聚会。
You have a meeting on
the
Sundays.
你看你一切都照着圣经里面来做的。
Everything is according to the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters.
按理来讲基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the head of the church.
若有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到？
Did you think about it?
你心中所想的
，What you have thought in your heart,
不一定是主所想的。
May not necessarily be what the Lord has.
你可以自己催眠自己。
You can be there hypnotizing yourself.
就像有以色列人一样。
Just like the people of Israel.
他说：“这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。”
This is the temple of God. This is the temple of Jehovah. This is the temple of Jehovah.
两次还睡不着。
They couldn't just fall asleep.
三次就睡着了。很多人就这样。这是教会。
This is the church.
这是教会。
This is the church.
这不是教会吗？
This isn't the church.
我们明明写的教会，这难道不是教会吗？
When we write the church, isn't that the church?
我心中说这是教会，这不是教会吗？
When I say it's the church, isn't it the church?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我心中想说我已经发了财。
I already thought that I become rich.
我是富足的。
I am rich.
我一样都不缺。
Become wealthy, have need of nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这是我心中想的。
This is what I'm thinking.
但是你有没有问主是怎么看的？
But did you ask how does the Lord look at it?
你所想的和主所看的是不是一致的？
When you think about what you thought, is it the same as the Lord's?
如果不一致的话，
If it's not one,
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
那表示你对自己着迷了。
That means you have become obsessed with yourself.
你不光有黑暗，你不光是贫穷，
You're not only poor,
而且贫穷又加上黑暗。
You're not just poor, but you also have dark.
贫穷已经够可怜了。
You're very poor.
贫穷已经够可怜了。
It's a sad thing for you to be poor.
Poverty. No.
For you to be poor.
贫穷已经够可怜了。
Poverty is already bad enough.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
这个在贫穷还加上瞎眼。
But not just poor, you also blind.
你根本看不见你自己。
You cannot see yourself.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是不是最可怜的情形？
Isn't this the most,
我们这些人都是做梦的人。
We are all dreamers.
我们都觉得自己很好。
We all think we're pretty good.
牌子是对的。
We have the right
signage. 我们也觉得我们什么都是对的。
We also think everything else is right.
但是要主说对才是对的。
But only if the Lord says it's right, it's right.
什么叫着迷呢？
What does it mean to be obsessed?
就是你对自己的看法和主对你的看法不一样的。
It means that your evaluation of yourself is different than what the Lord evaluates.
你想得很好。
You think you're great.
主说没有那么好。
The Lord said it's not that great.
你想不好。
You think it's not that great.
主说没有那么不好。
The Lord said it's not that bad.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
既然教会是是基督的身体。
If the church is the body of Christ,
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
是谁当家？谁做 boss 的
？Who has to be the boss?
没有一个人可以当家的。
No one can be the boss.
这是主的家。
This is the house of God.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
最叫我们想不通的
，One thing that we can't understand.
我们觉得主在这里。
We think that the Lord is here.
但是主说
，But the Lord says,
看哪，我在门外叩门。
Behold, I stand at the door knocking. Outside the door.Brothers and sisters,
主怎么跑到教会外面？
How did the Lord fall outside of the church?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
请我们记得，
Let us remember,
这就是教会老化的情形。
This is the condition of the church becoming old.
现在我们要问，
So now we want to ask,
老人有明天吗？
Does an old person have a future?
教会老化了， 它有前途吗？
When the church becomes old, does it have a tomorrow?
所以当约翰在那里怀念，在那里想念这些教会的时候，
So when John was there thinking of those seven churches,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你能感觉到约翰所感觉的。
You could sense the feeling of John.
教会有没有明天？
Does the church have a tomorrow?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
听见后面有声音在吹号。
He heard a voice behind him, a trumpet.
他就转过身来。
And he turned around.
等他转过来的时候。
When he turned around.
他看见是七个金的灯台。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是主对于约翰的回答。
This is the answer the Lord had for John.
就做七个教会的光景。
Now, according to the condition of the seven churches.
就做两千年来教会的光景。
According to the condition of the 2,000 years of the church.
今天教会到一个地步。
The church has come to a point.
大家彼此相咬相吞。
Everyone is there, swallowing each other.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹能够彼此相爱吗？
Can brothers and sisters love one another?
现在我们要问说。
Now we want to ask.
在主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
有没有可能主能得着荣耀的教会呢？
Is it possible for the Lord to gain a glory?
你越看我们
the more you look at
越看教会的光景
the more you look at the condition of the
church, 你会问一个问题
you will ask a question,
教会有没有明天
does the church have a tomorrow?
但是当你转过来
but when you turn around,
你看见在天上每一个教会都有一个灯台
you see that every church has a corresponding lampstand
我们的主仍旧行走在灯台中
the Lord Jesus still walks amidst the lampstand
约翰几乎放弃了
John almost gave up
我们几乎放弃了
we almost gave up
我们的主没有放弃
our Lord never gave up
当他看见灯快慢慢熄灭的时候
when he saw that the light was dimming
他拿着金的剪刀
he was using that golden scissors
他把灯芯稍微修剪一下
and he was trimming the wick
你看光又开始了
and then the light would come back
我们的主没有放弃
The Lord didn't give up.
如果主没有放弃
If the Lord didn't give up,
教会是有明天
Then the church has a tomorrow.
那个七个星仍旧在他的手里
The seven stars are still in his hand.
你看这些得胜者仍旧在他的手里
These overcomers are still in his hand.
如果得胜者在他的手里
If the overcomers are still in his hand,
教会是有明天
The church has a tomorrow.
那现在我们要问
Now the question is this.
教会怎么可能有明天
How can the church have a tomorrow?
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord.
为什么我们需要有主的话
Why do we need the word of God?
因为主的话就像水一样
Because the word of the Lord is just like water
你看见吗用水借着他的道
And then by the washing of the water and the word
而这个道在原文是 Rhema 不是 Logos
And this word is actually a Rhema not Logos
不只是真理的道
It's not just the word of truth
现在乃是生命的道
It's also the word of life
只有生命的道
Only the word of life
能够除去我们的皱纹
Can remove our wrinkles
只有生命的道能够除去老人斑
Only the word of life can remove those old age freckles
我知道今天有一些办法可以除去皱纹
I know there are certain things methods today to get rid of wrinkles
有的人用牛奶洗脸
Some people wash their face with milk
这个不一定有用的
Maybe that's not useful
听说比较有用的是有打针的办法但是很痛很痛的
And then probably the most useful is Botox
你打了半天的针最后那个脸皮还是塌下来的
But even after a few injections it will fall back again
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗这个不是办法的
This is not the method
所以圣经告诉我们有一个办法
So the Bible tells you there's a certain method
感谢主
Thank the Lord
如果教会里没有主的话
If the church has the word of God,
就是有皱纹
even if it has wrinkles,
那个皱纹能够除去的
those wrinkles can be removed.
但是问题就是
but the problem is this,
今天教会里面是不是充满主的话呢
is the church full of the word of the Lord?
我现在不是讲 Logos,
I'm not talking about Logos.
神学院里面有许多 Logos,
there's much Logos in seminaries.
今天我们中间有很多的 Logos,
there's much Logos in us.
但是圣灵今天怎么把对用这借着这些 Logos 对我们再说一遍
so how can the Holy Spirit use the Log us to speak to us once again.
让他真的成为生命的道。
So that it can become words of life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
等到一有皱纹的时候。
When you have wrinkles.
你看十字架就做他的工作。
And the work of the cross begins.
当我们和世界走得很近的时候。
When we are very close with the world.
这就是玷污。
This is a blemish.
当我们和自己走得很近的时候。
When we are walking close to ourselves.
这个就是皱纹。
These are wrinkles.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
sisters. 为什么教会充满了皱纹呢?
Why is the church full of wrinkles?
你有一个主张。
You have a method.
我有一个主张。
I have have a method.
我根本在世界上就是做校长的。
In the world, I am the principal of the school.
我在公司就是董事长的。
I am the CEO in a company.
所以我在教会里面当然可以做长老。
So in the church, of course, I can be an elder.
我在世界上做律师的。
In the world, I'm a lawyer.
我在世界上怎么讲话，我在教会里面怎么讲话。
How I speak in the world, I also speak in the church.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你把这些东西带到教会里面来。
When you bring these things into the church,
难怪脸上有许多的皱纹。
That's why there's so many wrinkles on your face.
弟兄姊妹，为什么是皱纹呢？
Why are these wrinkles?
因为我们的旧人就是最老最老的。
Because our old man is the oldest of all.
我们的旧人最少六千年了。
Our old man is at least 6,000 years old.
我的大儿子啊，因为他从小是讲英文的。
My eldest son, because since he was young, he spoke English.
但是在家里一定要讲中文。
But at home, he would have to speak
Chinese. 所以他很多的中文是从英文翻译过来的。
So many of his Chinese is actually transliterated from English.
有一天他跟他妈妈讲啊。
So one day he was telling his mom.
他说我的外祖父已经很旧了。
He said, my grandfather is very aged.
你知道这个旧啊，旧有两个意思，一个是很旧，破旧的旧，一个是古老，老旧的旧。
In Chinese, there are two words, one referring to meaning old and aged, the other means ancient or aged.
那这个字在他不会分的。
So he couldn't distinguish between old and ancient.
但是保罗说我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架。
So that's why Paul says, my old man has been crucified with Christ.
这个旧是朽坏的意思， corruptible 的意思。
This old means that it's been corrupted.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？我们旧人不光是朽坏的人。
Our old man is not just old, but it's corrupted.
我愿意劝年长的弟兄姊妹。
I'd like to encourage the older brothers and sisters.
我们的年纪可以老。
Our age, we can become older in age.
但是不可以朽。
But we cannot
corrupted, you know,
be rust out.
你所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道老可以，但是老可以不可以朽。
But you can be old, but you cannot become corrupted or rusted out.
所以我们要知道。
So we have to know.
我们的旧人是被罪侵略了。
Our old man has been taken over by sin.
慢慢真的旧了。
Slowly it has become oxidized.
但是旧人也是很古老的人。
But the old man is also very ancient.
他已经六千多年了。
It's already 6,000 years old.
所以难怪弟兄姊妹。
So that's why, brothers and sisters.
你今天和我们的肉体和自己走得很近。
So if you walk very close with your flesh or with your old man,
你就是把旧人带到教会里面了。
You are bringing the old man into the church.
在基督里面没有成就。
In Christ, there is no, there's nothing of significance in that.
没有成就，没有成就。
Oh, there's nothing of, that's old.
所以我们知道在基督里面一切都是新鲜的。
In Christ, all things are new.
在基督里面永远是年轻的。
It's always young in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
让我们明白。
Let us remember.
我们如果教会和世界走得很近。
If the church walks close with the world.
这就是玷污。
That means it's
和自己走得很近。
Walking close with the self.
这个就是 wrinkle, 这就是皱纹。
These are wrinkles.
这就给人看见老化的情形。
So this is what it means when the church becomes old.
所以当我们读这七封书信，
So when we read the seven churches,
你看为什么他们老化了？
Why did they become old?
你能够归纳起来？
You can
organize
them.
Summarize them.
Summarize them.
你可以知道，你可以大概知道说到底最主要的毛病在什么地方。
So you can find out what is the main problem of each of them.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们要知道，
we have to know,
这个不光是第一世纪，
this is not just the first century.
这个也是今天教会的光景。
This is also the condition of the church today.
那首先我们要问，
the first thing we want to ask,
到底在讲七个教会讲了那么多，我们应那么多。
Now we spoke so much about the seven churches.
因为在七个教会都呼召得胜者。
Because in the seven churches, the call was for overcomers.
那为什么呼召得胜者？
Why was the call for overcomers?
你看见这些得胜者，乃是主呼召他们。
These are overcomers where the Lord has called them.
当大体的基督徒都失败的时候，
When most of the Christians have fallen,
他们能够站在神旨意的水平线上。
They can stand upon the
the level of the work of God.
他能不能维持神的旨意？
They can keep that level.
神的旨，神的见证仍旧在他们的肩膀上。
The will of God, the testimony of God is upon their shoulders.
所以既然明白有神的旨意，
So if they understood that there is the will of God,
但是这里有许件事要悔改。
But there are certain things that they need to repent of.
就证明说他们已经离开了神的旨意。
This proves that they have left the will of God.
那弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
从这七封书信里面，
From these seven churches,
我们要问到底他们在哪些事上离开了神的旨意。
From these seven letters, we want to see which areas did they leave the will of God.
但如果你把它归纳起来，
But if you summarize them,
结果你会知道很清楚很清楚主给我们开启它主要的难处在什么地方。
So we summarize that we know what are the main points of where there was a problem.
我们的主说的话向来是一致的。
Now when our Lord speaks, it's always one, always the same thought.
Consistent. 他在活在地上道成肉身他是怎么说？
How he spoke when he was the word became flesh.
他升天以后他说的话是一样的话。
After he ascended, he spoke the same word.
你有没有记得？
Do you remember?
我们的主在地上。
When our Lord was on the earth.
他有一天讲到教会。
One day he spoke of the church.
尤其他用时间的望远镜可以看得非常非常的远。
Especially when he used the telescope of time, he could see very far into the future.
当他讲那两段话的时候。
When he spoke those two words.
我们如果不小心的话。
If we're not careful.
我们不容易注意到。
We will not pay much attention to it.
仔细注意的话，
But if you look at it carefully,
你知道那是指着教会来说，
you know that it refers to the church,
而是那对教会一个很重要的预言。
And it's actually an important prophecy about the church.
如果你明白主说的这两段话，
If you understand these two portions of the scriptures,
我们就能明白这七封书信里面所说的。
Then we can understand the seven epistles in Revelation.
所以我们把这两段话稍微看一下。
So let us look in these two portions.
我们看马太福音。
Let's look at
马太第二十章。
Math.
耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。
But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them.
只是在你们中间不可这样。
It is not this way among you.
前面讲外邦人。
In the beginning, it talked about the Gentiles.
外邦人在原文，英文在原文就是 nations, 所有的万国。
Actually, the Gentiles actually refers in the original to the nations.
指着整个的世界来说。
It refers to the whole world.
就着世界来说。
So from perspective of the nations, or the
有君王为主治理他们。
You know that they have rulers of the nations over them.
有大臣操权管束他们。
And there are great men exercise authority over them.
只是在你们中间不可这样。
But it is not this way among you.
你们中间是谁？
Who is among you?
你们中间就是指着教会来说。
Who is among you means this refers to the church.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见在世界是一种情形。
There's a certain situation in the world.
在教会是另外一种情形。
But there's a different situation in the church.
教会不等于世界。
The church does not equal the world.
教会在世界里。
The church is in the world.
教会不属于这世界。
But the church does not belong to the world.
船在水里。
The boat can be in the water.
不可以在船里。
But the water can't be in the boat.
水在船里，船就一定要沉掉。
But the water is in the boat. The boat will sink.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见没有？
Now do you see that?
我们的主看得很清楚。
Our Lord Jesus can see very clearly.
教会不等于世界。
The church does not equal the world.
教会可以在世界里。
The world church can be in the world.
教会不属于这世界。
The church does not belong to the world.
但什么时候？
But whenever
世界跑到教会里面来了，
the world enters into the church.
你们中间不可以这样。
You cannot be this way.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now you understand?
我们的主知道。
Our Lord knew.
有一天，
there is one day.
教会老化的时候，
when the church became old.
你看世界就跑到教会里面来。
Then the world enters into the church.
那教会里面是怎么回事呢？
What does it mean in the church?
你们中间谁愿为大？
It says, whoever wishes to become great among you,
就必做你们的用人。
Shall be your servant.
谁为愿为首，
whoever wishes to be first,
就必做你们的仆人。
Shall be your slave.
这里的用人呢，是 hire servant, 就是说是雇工。
This is actually the word here is hired servant.
那么这个雇工呢是可以有自由的，晚上还可以回去的。
Now you can come during the day and go home at night.
但是下面所说你们的仆人原文是 slave.
But in the verse 27, it's to be your slave.
他是没有自由的。
He does not have freedom.
他是24小时全天候服侍他的主人的。
He is there serving 24 hours a day.
所以现在很清楚。
So now it's very clear.
在教会里面不是地位的问题。
In the church is not a matter of position.
在教会乃是谁在那里服侍。
In the church is a matter of who is there serving.
如果你在主的脚前。
If you are at the feet of the Lord.
你很自然就在弟兄姊妹的脚前。
Very naturally, you come to the feet of brothers and sisters.
这是教会。
This is the church.
教会不是地位的问题。
And the church is not a matter of position.
教会是你把自己摆在最低的位置上。
In the church, it means you have placed yourself in the lowest place.
谁让别人用车子坐的车辆经过？
God allows the others to have chariots to ride upon you.
结果让这个车辆从我们的头上经过。
And then these chariots go over our heads.
我们的头有一个用处。
There's a purpose for our head.
我们可以叫别人得着荣耀。
We can allow others to receive glory.
这叫做什么？
What does that mean?
这叫做教会。
This is the church.
教会每一个人位置都是最低的。
In the church, everybody's position is the lowest.
你看见没有？
You see that?
这个世界不是了。
This world is not like that.
这个世界有君王。
This world has authority.
这个有大臣超权管制他。
They have rulers over them.
弟兄姊妹，人怎么知道这是教会啊？
How do people know this is a church?
人一知道什么叫做世界。
People already know what the world is.
世界都争谁为大的。
The world is fighting about who's the greatest.
谁坐在宝座上。
Who's on the throne?
这是世界。
This is the world.
但你教会呢？
But the church?
教会不是。
The church is not the
greatest. 教会每一个人都是最低的。
In the church, everyone's the lowest.
谁是最低的？
Whoever is the lowest.
他是最大。
He is the greatest.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见没有
you see that?
这是教会跟世界不同的地方
This is the difference between the church and the world.
所以当教会丰富的时候
So when the church is full,
当教会成熟的时候
When the church is mature,
当基督的生命充满他的教会的时候
When the life of Christ fills the church,
当教会磨成神儿子的形象
When the church becomes conformed to the image of the Son of God,
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
谁比我们主的更大呢
Who is greater than our Lord?
但又有谁比我们的主更低呢
But who else is lower than our Lord?
他低到一个地步为我们挂在十字架上。
He was so low, he hung on the cross for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们怎么知道他的权柄是最大的？
How do we know his authority is the greatest?
谁最有权柄？
Who has the most authority?
你要问谁最有爱？
You have to ask who has the greatest love.
因着主这么爱我们。
Because the Lord has loved us.
他在我们上最有权柄。
That's why he has the most authority over us.
我们这些做丈夫的。
Us who are husbands.
你会讲权柄。
You can talk about authority.
你的爱是不是最多的？
Is your love the greatest?
如果你爱最多，
If your love is the greatest,
你的权柄是最大的。
Your authority is the greatest.
什么时候？
Whenever,
你说我是你的权柄
Whenever you say, I am your authority,
你要听我的话
You have to listen to me
你已经不是权柄
You're already no longer the authority
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你看见没有
You see that
在这里给我们看见教会和世界是完全不一样的
Here we see that the world is different from the world
但是有一天
But one day
教会开始老化了
The church started to become old
一直到今天
Even until today
经过了两千多年
After 2,000 years
什么是教会呢
What is
许多人以为的教会
Many people think the church
一个最高的叫做教皇
It's the highest is the Pope.
然后下面有大臣，有红衣主教，有枢机主教，这些许多的主教。
And then there are many different layers of different bishops.
弟兄姊妹，这证明什么
？What does that prove?
证明世界跑到教会里面来。
It proves that the world has entered into the church.
所以根据主的话
，So according to the word of God,
有一天
，There was one day.
什么时候教会老了呢
？When has the church become old?
什么时候教会世界化了，或者教会世俗化 ，secularized?
Whenever the church becomes secularized.
弟兄姊妹，这就表示教会已经老化。
This proves that the church has become old.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这个世界要什么
？What does this world
want? 这个世界要成功。
This world wants success.
这个世界要伟大。
This world wants greatness.
所以你看见吗
？So you see that?
今天的教会什么
？So what is the church?
今天教会要人看见像一棵大树一样。
So when people see the church, it's like a great tree.
所以今天在美国有很多 mega church.
So there are many mega churches in the U.S. Today.
什么叫做 mega church?
What is a mega church?
两千人以上的就是 mega church.
A mega church is anyone that has more than 2,000 people.
你知道就这个没有多久以后啊
Not too long, late, longer later.
在 Houston.
In Houston.
你就要看见说每个主日有十万人的一个聚会
There's a church in Houston that has more than 100,000 people.
弟兄姊妹你注意到了
Do you see that?
现在他们只有三四万人但是已经 traffic 到主日已经 traffic 了
But then they only have 30,000 or 40,000. Every Lord's Day there's traffic near that area.
那不止在 Houston 如此
Not just in Houston.
我到过最近刚刚到过巴西
I just went to Brazil recently
有一个地方啊叫做 Goiânia
There's a place called Goiânia
你如果不知道什么叫 Goiânia
If you don't know what Goyanya is,
你就要想到有一个地，那个地方有一条河。
There's a river there, very famous.
那条河呢，上面有很多的鱼，
there,
里面很多鱼。
River, there's many a fish.
而每个鱼呢，都是吃人的。
And then every fish is eats man.
所以如果你要过河的话
，So if you want to cross that river,
他们在上游一定要把一头牛啊，让它放在河里面。
So if you want to cross the river, they first put an ox in the river first.
所以所有的鱼呢，都跑去吃那个牛。
So all the fish go and eat the ox first.
那你就可以平安地渡过河了。
Then you can peacefully cross the river.
所以这是 Goyanya 这个地方。
So this is a place called Goyanya.
所以那里就是你如果到那里一定要买一种标本，就是吃人鱼的标本。
So you have to buy what are called piranhas there.
大家都知道这个巴西是个十足的天主教的国家。
Now everyone knows that Brazil is a Catholic country.
98%,
98%
都是这样。
98% are Catholics.
但是很稀奇。
But it's very interesting.
主在果亚这个省啊做了很特别的工作，尤其果亚呢这个城做了很特别的工作。
And the Lord did a special work in the state of Goiás, in the city of Goiânia.
那么这个果亚呢这个城有个什么特点呢？
What's the special feature of this city of Goiânia?
圣灵在那里工作。
The Holy Spirit was working there.
你看见印度福音广泛的被传。
Because the gospel was preached greatly.
所以福音派 evangelical Christian, 福音派的基督有多少呢？
So how many evangelical Christians are there?
100个里面有40个。
There are 40 in every 100.
所以弟兄姊妹 ,40% 都是明白圣经的基督徒。
40% are evangelical Christians.
所以你很少看见主在巴西做这样的工作。
So you rarely see the work of the Lord amongst Brazilians.
弟兄姊妹你看你们这一定是主自己做的。
This is indeed the work of the Lord.
但是同时
But at the same time,
弟兄姊妹人怎么明白教会呢？
How can people understand the church?
你看见那里很多的教会都是 mega churches.
There are many mega churches in that area.
你看见吗？有的是一万多人，有的是两万多人的教会。
Some 10,000, 20,000.
一面来说你感谢主。
On the one hand, you thank the Lord.
这是主自己工作的结果。
This is the result of the work of the Lord.
但是慢慢这个世界的观念就进到教会里面来了。
But slowly, the concept of a world has entered into the church.
所以在美国南方有一个礼拜堂。
So in the South, there is a meeting in South United States.
你总要吸引人来到教会才行。
You have to attract people to the church.
那么只要他们能上教会，我们就有福音传福音给他。
If they come to the meeting, then we have a gospel to preach.
所以他们想了个办法。
So they thought of
大家一定要到麦当劳吃东西的。
So everybody has to go to McDonald's.
所以你不来教会，你要到麦当劳。
So if you don't come to church, at least you can come to McDonald's.
所以在他们礼拜堂里面就开起麦当劳来了。
So in their church building, they have a McDonald's there.
所以你到了礼拜堂也有麦当劳，有这个很多东西，你就可以来了。
So when you come to the church building, there's a McDonald's there. There's all this other stuff.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看见如果你用世界成功的办法
，if you use the success of this world,
世界是人越来越好，容易引起注意的。
And then this whole world is to attract more. More people.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见慢慢慢慢在全世界到处都有 mega church.
Slowly you see mega churches all over the place.
在新加坡也这样
And Singapore it's this way.
许多年轻弟兄都跑掉了
Many young people have disappeared.
我们接触了一般很爱主的弟兄姊妹
We met a group of brothers and sisters love
the Lord. 他们觉得今天最大的问题在哪里
They felt that the greatest challenge today is this.
因为弟兄们在一起聚会年轻人通通走掉了
Because when brothers and sisters gather together all the young people disappear.
因为在 mega church 里面人很多很多
Because in the mega churches so many people
非常热闹的
It's very commotion
所以他们觉得这是非常好的
They think this is wonderful
所以人慢慢就走掉了
So slowly people have left
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你看见吗
You see that?
目前我们所能看见的
So what we can see today
有的时候你就问一件问题
Sometimes you ask a question
今天人要大
People want greatness today
你当然要把世界的办法搬进来了
Of course you have to bring in the methods of the world
所以现在很多 mega church
So many mega churches today
谁做长老呢
Who are the elders?
他们特别请 MIT 学过 MBA 的人来做长老的
So they look for those that graduate from MIT those MBAs to become elders
因为你会学过管理的人你就应该会做长老
Because you learn management you must know how to delegate the
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看这些成功不成功呢
Are they successful?
你这些人没有得救，摆在世界里本来就是成功的。
Now these people, they before they were saved in the world, they were successful.
所以现在他们在教会里面也是成功的。
So in the church, they're also successful.
那现在我们要问
，But the question is,
主怎么说呢
？What did the Lord say?
在你们中间不可以这样。
It says it is not this way among you.
弟兄姊妹
，But brothers,
如果有一天
，One day,
教会被世界充满了
，When the church is full of the world.
世界的影响不知不觉地进到教会的里面。
The influence of the world comes into the church.
我问弟兄姊妹
，Let me ask brothers and sisters.
有没有人起来？
Anyone would be willing to answer the call of the Lord.
主啊，你说我们中间不可以。
You say, Lord, you said it is not to be this way among us.
我也觉得不可以这样。
I also think it shouldn't be that way.
我能为这件事向你祷告。
For this reason, I can pray to you.
主啊，我们求你在这里工作。
Lord, may you do a work in our midst.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
当十字架起来工作的时候。
When the cross begins to work.
借着他自己的话。
Through his word.
不知不觉地就把我们的皱纹就出去。
Unbeknownst to us, the wrinkles start to disappear.
所以你看见吗
？So you see this.
我们的主老早知道将来教会有一天要世界化的。
The Lord Jesus already knew long ago that the world will become the church will become secularized.
这是第一个难处。
This is the first difficulty.
第二个难处。
Second difficulty.
我们来看二十三章。
Let us look in chapter 23.
第八节。
Verse 8.
或者这样吧，我们读第六节哈。
Why don't we start from verse 6?
这只是法利赛人说的。
This is what the Pharisee said.
喜爱宴席上的首座，会堂里的高位。
They love the place of honor at banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues.
又喜爱人在街市上问他安，称呼他拉比。
And respectful greetings in the marketplaces and being called rabbi by men.
注意了，第二节说。
Verse 2 says,
文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上。
The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses.
凡他们所吩咐的，你们都要遵守。
Therefore, all that they tell you, do and observe.
但不要效法他们的行为。
But do not do according to their deeds.
因为他们能说不能行。
For they say things and do not do them.
他们把难担的重担搁起来，搁在肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
They tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, and they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger.
然后第八节
Verse 8.
但你们不要受拉比的称呼
But do not be called rabbi.
因为只有一位是你们的父子
For one is your teacher.
你们都是弟兄
And you are all brothers.
十二节
Verse 12.
第十一节
Verse 11.
你们中间
But the greatest.
谁为大谁就要做你们的佣人。
But the greatest among you shall be your servant.
凡至高的必降为卑，自卑的必降为高。
Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted.
我们前一段圣经。
In the first portion of the scripture.
在世界上怎样。
We said, however is in the world.
你们中间不可以这样。
You ought not to be this way.
现在在犹太教中怎样。
Say now the condition found among Judaism.
那弟兄姊妹，这些拉比也好，法利赛也好，都代表犹太教。
Whether scribes or Pharisees, they represent Judaism.
犹太教不只有圣经。
The Judaism not only has the Bible.
法利赛人不只有圣经。
Not just the Pharisees have the Bible.
他们圣经加上他们的遗传。
They have the Bible plus their tradition.
你知道说文士是专门研究圣经。
You know scribes are those experts in studying the Bible.
他们也解释圣经。
They also interpret.The Bible.
现在有一班人
Now there's a group of people
就是法利赛人
The Pharisees
他们把自己分别出来了
They have separated themselves
他们只做一件事
They only do one thing
他们不只接受圣经
They not only accept the Bible
他们也接受文士对圣经的解释
They also accept how the scribes have interpreted the Bible
所以他们不只接受圣经
They not only accept the Bible
他们也接受遗传
They also accept tradition
所以弟兄姊妹、
so、brothers and sisters,
你明白吗
Now you understand
因着这个缘故
Because of this
主怎么说呢
What did the Lord say
你们要听从他们
You have to listen to them.
因为里面有圣经
Because they have a Bible.
但是难处在哪里
What is their difficulty?
他们是圣经再加上遗传
They have the Bible plus tradition.
这就是法利赛人的难处
This is the difficulty of the Pharisees.
弟兄们，你明白吗
You see that?
那因着这个缘故
Because of this.
圣经加上遗传
When you have the Bible plus tradition.
这个就是整个的犹太教
This is all of the Judaism.
犹太教里面包括了，就包括了这个圣经
The Judaism includes the Bible.
也包括了遗传
Also tradition.
也包括他们的圣殿
also their temple,
包括他们的律法
their law,
所以弟兄姊妹、
so、brothers,
现在很清楚了、
so、it's very clear now,
在这里给我们看见
Here it shows us this,
犹太教中的光景
the condition of Judaism,
他们有称作拉比的
there are those who are called rabbi,
但是你们只有一位父子
but you only have one teacher,
你们都是弟兄
and you are all brothers.
下面说
then it says,
你们中间谁为大谁要做你们的佣人
He said, whoever exalts himself shall be humbled. No, The greatest among you shall be your servant.
所以你看这些话又跟前面的话一样了。
Now this is like the verses we read before.
所以可见这两件事是一件事。
So these two things are one thing.
给我们看见。
To show us.
教会老化的情形。 老化的时候。
The church becomes old.
有两种情形。
There are two conditions.
第一。
First,
就是教会世界化,
is when the church becomes secularized.
第二,
when the second,
就是教会犹太教化了,
is when the church becomes Judaized.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这些人都是犹太人。
Now these people are Jews.
你看有一个可能,
there's a possibility.
他们很容易把教会带回到犹太教去。
It's very easy for them to bring the church back to Judaism.
我们的主老早就知道了。
Our Lord already knew from the beginning.
等到教会回到犹太教的时候,
when the church returns to Judaism.
你看有一半人是祭司,
there are a group of you that are priests.
其他的人是百姓。
Everybody else are the laymen.
现在你犯了罪以后, 你要把这个祭物带到祭司那里。
After you sin, you have to bring sacrifices to the priest.
你自己不能够来到神面前。
You cannot approach God yourself.
是祭司把你的祭物带到神面前。
It's the priest who brings the sacrifice
to God.
But between you and God,
有一个居间的阶级,
there is another layer.
那 intermediate class.
Intermediate class.
这个居间的阶级,
this intermediate class,
就是祭司所代表的,
is represented by the priest.
你要明白圣经,
now if you want to understand the Bible,
你需要听文士怎么解释,
you have to listen to what the scribes say.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣经里面的律法是非常一般化的。
Now the law in the Bible is very general.
圣经是说,星期主日,安息日不可以做工。
The Bible says you cannot work on the Sabbath.
那么什么叫做工呢?
What is to work?
做工就是不可以有重担的东西。
It's nothing that has a burden.
那么到了周末到了安息日什么东西叫做重量呢?
Now, what is the definition of what is a burden on the Sabbath?
安息日可不可以挑水?
Can you lift up water on the Sabbath?
可以挑不可以挑看你挑多少的水。
Whether you can lift up or not lift up water depends how much water there is.
那挑多少的水就算是挑水呢?就算重担呢?
How much water is the burden?
如果你的水能够叫你两个睫毛湿了,那个比那个更多的就是重担了。
Any water that will cause your two eyebrows to sweat, that is labor.
弟兄姊妹, 圣经里面有没有告诉你水叫你睫毛多了就是重担呢?
Does the Bible tell you that if the water is too heavy and you start to sweat,
是谁? 告诉你说不能超过睫毛的水啊?
Who tells you that you cannot have more water on your eyebrows?
是谁解释圣经的?
Who interpreted the Bible?
是文士解释圣经的。
It was the scribes who interpreted the Bible.
是谁遵守这些律法的?
Who follows these laws?
这些律法不只是圣经。
These laws are not just the Bible.
是圣经加上文士的解释。
It's the Bible plus interpretation of the scribes.
是圣经加上遗传的。
The Bible plus tradition.
这个就是整个的犹太教。
This is all of Judaism.
如果你要来到神面前,
if you want to come to the presence of God,
你需要经过祭司,
you have to go through the priest.
如果你要明白神的话,
if you want to understand the Bible of God,
你要经过拉比,
you have to go through the rabbi.
要经过法利赛人,
go through the Pharisees.
拉比是源头,
rabbis are the head.
而法利赛人是榜样,
Pharisees are the example.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在大家明白了,
now you understand?
主知道说,
the Lord knows,
有一天,
one day,
当教会老化的时候,
when the church becomes old,
大家都不读圣经了,
no one will study the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
少数的人起来读圣经,
a few people will study the Bible,
他们就变成文士了,
they become the scribes.
你看见吗?
You see that?
你要懂圣经,
you understand the Bible?
你要问他们才可以,
you have to ask them.
但是不是,
but no,
弟兄姊妹, but 每一个人都是祭司,
everyone should be priest.
每一个人都应该明白主的话,
everyone should understand the word of God.
那不光这样,
not only that,
到了新约的时候,
when you come to the New Testament,
每一个人都是祭司,
everyone is a priest.
靠着主耶稣的宝血,
by the blood of the Lord,
你可以来到主的面前,
you can come to the presence of God.
你与神之间,
you and God,
神与你之间,
God and you?
没有居间阶级的,
there is no intermediate class.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在明白, 无论献祭也好,
no matter
sacrifices, 无论来到神面前也好,
no matter coming to the presence of God,
无论明白圣经也好,
no matter understanding the word of God,
你看见有没有一个居间的东西呢?
Is there an intermediate class?
没有的,
no.
我们只有圣经,
we only have the Bible.
我们没有遗传,
we don't have tradition.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
但是有一天,
but one day,
教会不这样了,
the church is no longer the same.
到了一个时候,
they come to a point,
到了教会黑暗的时候,
in the dark ages of the church,
他不光问你说圣经怎么说,
they not only ask you, what does the Bible say?
他要问教会怎么说?
They'll ask, what does the church say?
什么叫教会怎么说?
What does it mean, the church says?
遗传怎么说?
Is what does this tradition say?
你说那些遗传是谁来的?
Now, where does the tradition come from?
他们会告诉你说,
they will tell you,
在教会历史里面,
in the church history,
早期的时候,
in the early times,
有 church fathers.
They're the church fathers.
那这些 church fathers, 这些先生们, 他们在那里解释圣经,
these church fathers interpreted the Bible.
Augustine 是其中的一个。
Augustine was one of them.
Augustine 说,
what did Augustine say?
那么, 如果这个圣主耶稣不是说那些你要请他们进来，请他们来听主的道。
Didn't Augustine say you have to invite them to hear the word? The Lord Jesus said you have to invite them to come listen to the word.
你记得在主耶稣的话里面。
Now in the word of the Lord Jesus.
有一句话说你要勉强他们进来。
And then you have to force them in.
然后奥古斯丁怎么解释呢？
What did Augustine mean? Say
教会必要的时候可以用武力的。
That means that the church, when needed, can use arms.
Military force. 可以用武力的。
Arms.
所以弟兄姊妹，结果你发现什么？
So then what did you discover?
结果你发现这就是后来教会逼迫神儿女的一个凭据。
So this is the basis by which the church was able to persecute the children of God.
我们主是说过那个话。
The Lord Jesus did say this.
但是不是根据奥古斯丁解释。
But it's not according to the interpretation of Augustine.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You see that?
因为奥古斯丁是代表权威。
So because Augustine represents authority.
Augustine 就像文士一样。
He is like the scribes.
那教会里面有一般人像法利赛人一样。
Now there's a group of, in the church just like the Pharisees.
他们不只遵守圣经。
They not just keep the Bible.
他们也遵守这些教父的解释。
They also keep the interpretation of the church fathers.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是到了教会最黑暗的时候。
This is when you come to the dark ages of
the church. 到马丁路德起来的时候。
This is when the time of Martin Luther
rose up. 到加尔文起来的时候。
When
Calvin
stood up.
他们要说我们只能要圣经。
They said we only want the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
什么叫做只要圣经？
What does it mean to only want the Bible?
这是教会。
This is the church.
什么叫做圣经加上遗传？
When you have the church plus tradition.
这是犹太教。
This is Judaism.
这是教会在黑暗光景里面的情形。
This is the condition of the church in the dark ages.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters.
我想现在应该很清楚，很清楚了。
So now it's very clear.
主老早知道。
The Lord Jesus already knew.
有一天教会会犹太教化的。
That one day the church will be Judaized.
等到教会犹太教化的时候。
When the church becomes Judaized.
你看见教会已经老。
Now the church has become old.
当然
of course,
这个外邦人，这个世界化，世界当然都握在恶者的手下。
The world is under the dominion of the evil one.
世界受了罪的污染。
Now world has been corrupted by sin.
所以难免你看见教会今天也受了罪的污染。
And then the church has also been polluted by sin.
许多东西。
Many things.
你看见教会是从异教里面把一些东西带进来的。
The church has brought many things from paganism.
你看见吗？他在许多宗教里面都有生日。
And there are many birthdays in pagan religions.
他们拜太阳神，太阳神有生日。
So when they worship the god of the sun god, they have a birthday.
结果不知不觉的这些东西跑到教会里面来了。
And unbeknownst to them, it entered into the church.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在我们看见。
Well, now we see this.
当主呼召得胜者的时候。
When the Lord Jesus calls the overcomer.
你看见谁是得胜者呢？
Who are the overcomers?
所以圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
你看见主的话很清楚的。
The word of God is very clear.
主说有一件事可取的，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党的人。
The Lord Jesus said, "There is one thing that is good that you hate the teaching of the Nicolaitans."
这个他行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
This is also what I hate.
什么叫得胜者？
What are the overcomers?
得胜者是恨恶主所恨恶的。
The overcomers are those that hate what the Lord hates.
今天许多人包容主所恨恶的。
Many people today welcome that which the Lord hates.
我们说主呼召得胜者。
We say the Lord calls the overcomers.
得胜者在哪里？
Where are the overcomers?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
You see that?
今天主是要呼召得胜者。
The Lord is there calling overcomers.
主要让我们恨主所恨的。
The Lord wants us to hate what the Lord
那爱主所爱。
To love what the Lord loves.
但那个爱失落了。
But that love has been lost.
以弗所教会的爱失落了。
The church in Ephesus has lost that first love.
主爱每一个人。
The Lord loves everyone.
现在你看见他们失落了起初的爱。
But now they have lost their first love.
但是不光如此。
But not only that.
现在你看见没有？
You see that?
主要呼召得胜者。
The Lord Jesus calling overcomers.
能够恨恶尼格拉一党的人的行为。
Can hate the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
就说这也是我所恨恶的。
This is also what I hate.
这就是叫教会老化的原因。
This is what causes the church to become old.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, you understand?
这个恨是什么意思呢？
What does that hate mean?
这个恨就好像恨不得铁能变成钢一样。
This hate is like you hope that iron can become steel.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故，
because of this,
今天如果教会有前途的话，
if the church has a future today,
前途在哪里？
Where is the future?
前途乃是在教会的得胜者上。
The future lies with the overcomers. rumors in the church. There are too many good people in the church.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You see that?
我们什么话都不说。
We won't say anything.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
但是我们要知道，
but we have to know.
当得胜者起来的时候，
when the overcomers rise up,
他们不知不觉就做了教会的良心。
Unbeknown to them, they become the conscience of the church.
许多时候教会良心已经死了。
Many times the conscience of the church is dead.
什么时候良心能唤起来的？
When can that conscience be awakened?
你看历史历代，
in history,
神都是借着得胜者把教会带回来。
Throughout generations, the Lord used the overcomers to bring back the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brother and sister,
当我们读到这两章的时候，
when we study these two chapters,
我们说主呼召得胜者，
we say the Lord calls the overcomers.
我们说我们不敢失败，
we say we dare not fall.
当大家都荒凉， when, 我们愿意站在神旨意上。
When everyone else is desolate, we want to stand on the will of God.
你怎么知道你得胜者？
How do you know you're overcomer?
主恨的时候你恨不恨？
When the Lord hates, do you hate?
你有那个感觉吗？
Do you have that sense?
当你看见教会犹太教化，
when you see the church become Judaized,
当你看见教会世界化，
when you see the church becomes secularized, aren't you hurting inside?
你里面没有感觉吗？
Don't you have a sensing in you?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters, do you understand?
你背后有多少的祷告？
You have, how many, how much prayer do you have?
所以教会有没有明天？
Does the church have a tomorrow?
教会是有明天的。
The church has a tomorrow.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
当大体教会的良心都失去的时候，
when the general conscience of the church is gone,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
主是借着一般的圣者，
the Lord calls a few overcomers
来唤醒教会的良心，
to wake up the conscience of the church.
如果良心唤不醒怎么办？
If the conscience cannot be awakened,
主怎么说？
What did the Lord say?
我就要把你从灯台从原处挪去。
I will remove the lampstand from where it originally was.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
教会存在的缘故，
the reason why the church is there,
就像灯台一样，
it's just like a lampstand.
要尽它的功用。
It has to enter its purpose.
如果这个灯台没有用了，
if this lampstand is no longer useful,
主就把它挪走了。
The Lord says, we'll remove that lampstand.
果然以弗所，
indeed, in the church at Ephesus,
一千年以来已经没有教会了。
For a thousand years, it no longer there's a church.
如果大家再去看以弗所，
if you go to Ephesus today,
已经躺在废墟里面，
it's amongst ruins.
所以主的话是很清楚。
So the word of God is very clear.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故，
because of this,
你明白吗？
You see that?
当教会老化的时候，
when the church becomes old,
现在神是把见证的责任放在得胜者的身上。
Now the Lord places the burden of the testimony upon overcomers.
好了，根据我们主所看见，给我们看见两件事。
So when the Lord shows us these two aspects,
根据主的话，
according to the word of God,
有一天教会要世界化。
One day the world becomes secularized.
有一天教会要犹太教化。
One day the church will become Judaized.
但主说，
but the Lord says,
只是你们不可以这样。
But you are not to be this way.
弟兄姊妹，
do you see that?
什么叫得胜者？
What is overcomer?
得胜者说，主啊，你说的对。
An overcomer says, Lord, you're right.
在我们中间不可以这样。
In our It shouldn't be this way.
我再说第五节。
Let me repeat.
什么时候圣灵能够呼召得胜者？
When can the Holy Spirit call overcomers?
教会就有救了。
Then the church has a future.
现在你看，教会就能回到起初。
Now the church can return to the beginning.
所以这一点是非常重要。
This is very important.
这就是约翰捕网的工作。
This is the work of mending the nets performed by John.
但不要忘记了。
But don't forget.
捕网是不是就这么多了呢？
To mend the nets, is it just this much?
有人一天到晚只注意这些事。
Some people, they only focus on these things.
不是的。
No.
所以什么叫悔改呢？
What does it mean to repent?
悔改是要悔改，就要行起初所行的事。
So to repent means to do the things that you did in the beginning.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就是使徒行传那一段的故事。
This is a story of the book of Acts.
教会不只要传福音。
The church not only needs to preach the gospel.
教会还是要长大。
The church has to grow up.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
教会要除去所有的皱纹和他的斑点。
The church has to remove every spot and wrinkle on his face.
这样的话。弟兄姊妹，主要得这个荣耀的教会。
The church will gain a glorious church.
你看，这教会是有明天的。
You see, the church has a tomorrow.
所以，弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
现在你看见约翰的那一份了吗？
You see the part that John played.
现在你看见当教会荒凉的时候，
so when the church is in desolation,
你不能一天只传福音的。
You cannot just preach the gospel.
你不能一天到晚只讲这身体的长进，
cannot,
只讲教这个生命的长大的。
You cannot just preach about the growth of the life.
不要忘记。在这个时候，
at this time,
你看见是悔改的道最需要的时候。
It's the when you need to teach repentance.
所以你看见主需要借着约翰
So the Lord needs to use people like John. The ministry of John. To take the church from the condition of being old. To bring him back. So we believe that. Before the Lord's return. Because the Lord said this in the book of Ephesians. He will gain for himself a glorious church. One day, Brother Nee was speaking to Brother Sparks. Brother Sparks asked Brother Nee,
他说根据你的观察,
according to your observation,
圣经里有很多的预言,
there are many prophecies in the Bible. Which prophecy do you think is the hardest to be fulfilled?
你一定说,
that's the prophecy in the book of Ephesians.
有一天主回来,
that one day when the Lord returns, he will gain for himself the glorious church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你看见这个的话,
so if you see this,
和我们的侍奉有很大的关系,
has much to do with our service.
如果你觉得教会没有明天,
if you think the church has no tomorrow,
你只做两件事,
you just do two things.
你努力传福音就可以了,
just preach the gospel.
你带教会长进就可以了,
and just have allow the church to grow up.
你觉得这就够了,
you think this is enough.
但是不,
but no,
主不能满意,
the Lord is not satisfied.
因为主知道,
because the Lord knows,
今天教会已经老化了,
the church has already become old.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
教会不光是
the church not only needs to return to the condition of
youth, 当她悔改以后,
after she repents,
当然就像彼得一样,
then of course, like Peter, there's the foundational work of Peter.
当然像保罗一样,
like the building work of Paul, there's
这些都是对的,
these are all correct.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now you need the work of the cross.
你讲到生命成长的时候,
when you speak about the growth of life,
那就是基督复活的生命就够了,
it's the life of resurrection is enough.
但是十字架,
but the work of the cross
要除去我们的皱纹,
has to remove our wrinkles.
十字架,
the cross
要叫我们与世界分别,
to be separated from the world.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见圣灵只做两件事,
the Holy Spirit only does two
work. 今天教会怎么能够免去皱纹,
how can the church be delivered from wrinkles?
今天教会怎么能够脱离世界,
how does the church can be delivered from the world?
你看见这个就是十字架所要做的工作,
this is the work that the cross wants to do.
所以当你读这七个教会的时候,
so when you study these seven churches,
你有没有发现,
did you discover?
这里讲到有许多不合乎神旨意的事,
there are many things that are not according to the will of God.
但你把它加起来,
but if you add them up together,
比方说,
for example,
尼格拉党的行为和他的教训,
the deeds and teachings of the Nicolaitans,
还有就是犹太人所说的毁谤话,
and then,
第九节,
the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews.
其实他们不是犹太人,
but they are not really Jews.
他们乃是撒旦一会的人,
they are of the synagogue of Satan.
那这有的话我们不敢讲的,
so some words we dare not say.
有的话只有主自己讲,
only the Lord dare say.
这个的确主自己讲的,
the Lord said it this.
这个中文翻译撒旦一会,
now the Chinese translates it some way.
这个会啊, 给你感觉不重的,
but it doesn't give you the real sense of the word.
但是在希腊的原文是 synagogue, 是指的会堂来说的,
and the Greek, it's the synagogue of Satan.
弟兄姊妹很清楚的,
so brothers, it's very clear.
你只要讲的会堂一定是犹太教,
if you want to talk about synagogue, it's Judaism.
犹太教一个特点就是会堂,
the special feature of Judaism is synagogue.
但是稀奇的很,
but amazingly,
这是我们主自己的话,
the Lord said it himself.
这不是约翰的,
John didn't say it,
这是主自己直接说的话,
the Lord Jesus said it himself.
他说其实他们不是犹太人,
but they are not Jews.
他们乃是撒旦 一个会堂的人,
but our synagogue of Satan.
你看见吗?
You see that?
这些人是和撒旦一个会堂的人,
these people are in the same synagogue of Satan.
结果他们有一些毁谤的话,
so then they have a few words of blasphemy.
所以如果你把这些放在一起的话,
so you place these together,
无论是尼格拉党的教训,
no matter whether it's a Nicolaitan,
或者他的行为,
or their deeds,
或者是犹太人所说的毁谤的话,
or the blasphemy of Jews,
这些都是代表犹太来的影响,
this all speaks about the influence of Judaism.
这都是指犹太教来说,
this all refers to Judaism.
什么叫尼格拉党呢?
What are the Nicolaitans?
尼格拉党的意思就是骑在平民上面,
Nicolaitans means to stand up upon the layman,
to conquer,
to conquer the layman.
所以弟兄姊妹有一般人是有 是居间阶级的。
So there is an intermediate class.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们就像祭司一样。
They're just like priests.
所以这就给我们看见说。
So this shows us.
到了别加摩，到了以弗所那个时候。
During the time of Pergamum and Ephesus.
你看见不止尼格拉党的行为出来了，教训也出来了。
Not just do you have the deeds of the Nicolaitans, you also have the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
教会怎么犹太教化的呢？
How did the church?
样子了。
People went the wrong way.
因为当擘饼聚会的时候。
During the time of breaking bread.
有人起来祝福饼杯的。
Some people started to bless the bread and cup.
那么常常是教会里面的长老起来祝福饼杯的。
And oftentimes the elders come and bless the bread and cup.
当他祝福饼杯的时候。
When they bless the bread and cup.
有饼也有杯。
There's bread and a cup.
那么这里给我们看见主的身体跟主的血分开了。
You see the body and the blood separated means.
主的死就陈列在这里。
Then the death of Christ is represented.
那如果这里有主的死。
Now, if there's a death of Christ,
如果这里的主的肉跟他的身体分开，
if his body and blood are separated,
那这血这个杯这个杯和饼不是代表祭物吗？
Aren't these just like sacrifices?
所以如果是祭物的话，
if these are sacrifices,
现在谁把这个祭物祝福这个饼杯的呢？
So who should bless this bread and cup?
是谁来祝福这个饼和杯呢？
Who is going to bless this bread and cup?
如果这个饼和杯是祭物的话，
if this bread and cup are sacrifices,
那么把祝福这个饼杯那就是变成祭司了。
Now the ones that blesses these must be the priests.
如果他是祭司的话，
if he's a priest,
那摆饼杯那个桌子就变成祭坛了。
SoThen the table on which this is displayed is the altar.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果这里有祭坛的话
If there's an altar there,
那这里就是圣殿了。
Now this is a temple.
那这里圣所，这里至圣所。
So then the temple, then you have the holy place, the holy
place. 现在许多人就来到这个有摆主桌子的地方。
So many people come to the place where it's the Lord's table.
主桌子的地方不过是个房子。
The Lord's table, the place where it's placed is just a house.
现在不一样了。
But now it's different.
现在你看饼和杯变成祭物。
Now the bread and cup have become sacrifices.
现在这个人变成祭司。
Now this person becomes a priest.
现在桌子变成祭坛。
The table has become an altar.
整个聚会地方就变成圣殿了。
The meeting place has become the temple.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就把人带回到犹太教。
This is to bring people back to Judaism.
主说时候将到，如今就是。
The Lord Jesus says, "There one day they will come, and today has already
come." 拜父的不在这座山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Those who worship the Father are not here nor in Jerusalem.
你到了耶路撒冷
，When you come to Jerusalem,
你来到神的殿来敬拜。
You come to the temple to worship.
现在不光犹太有殿
，Now only not the in Israel do
you have
the temple.
现在 Christianity 也有殿
，Now the Christians also have a temple.
弟兄姊妹，什么地方你看到殿了
？Where do you see the temple?
哪里有礼拜堂
？Wherever there's a church.
哪里他们敬拜？
Wherever is the place they worship?
Where is the church building?
Church building.
哪里有礼拜堂？
Wherever there's the church
building. 哪里就是圣殿。
There is the temple.
所以他们告诉你说。
So that's what they say.
你们来到圣殿。
When you come to the temple.
你们一定要肃静。
You have to offer sacrifices.
要肃静。
You have to be quiet.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见
So here we see this.
这是尼格拉党的行为和教训
this is the deeds and the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
结果你看见在人和神之间
So between man and God
产生了一般的阶级
produced an intermediate class.
这一般阶级
this class
能够征服平民
Can conquer the layman,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这是就做来到神面前来说
This is when, on this matter of coming before God.
就是圣经的知识来说
But according to the knowledge of the Bible.
有一般人像文士一样
There is a group like the scribes.
有一般人像法利赛人一样
A group like the Pharisees.
弟兄姊妹你要明白圣经吗
You understand the Bible.
你要请问他们
You have to ask them.
你要受专业的训练才可以
You need special training.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这里给我们看见
Here it shows us.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible shows us.
每一个人都是祭司
Everyone is a priest.
每一个人都可以来到主的面前
Everyone can come before the presence of God.
每一个人都可以明白圣经
Everyone can understand the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
教会不是少数人读圣经
The church is not there just a few individuals studying the Bible.
教会是每一个人读圣经
The church is everyone should study the Bible.
我们知道教会曾在教会最黑暗的时候
When we know that in the dark ages of the church.
就在意大利
In Italy.
特别阿尔卑斯山的附近
Especially in the Alps.
有一班基督徒躲在山谷里面
There are a group of brothers and sisters that they hid in the mountains.
他们是最简单的基督徒
They were very simple Christians.
有的是 tailors.
Some are tailors.
有的是 farmers.
Some are farmers.
他们都是农夫都是像裁缝这样简单的人
Some very simple people.
但他们都读圣经的。
But they all study the Bible.
他们有的把圣经都背过来。
Some people already memorized the whole Bible.
他们有的圣经能背整版的马太福音。
Many of them can memorize the whole book of Matthew.
所以那些 spies, Catholic spies, 那些天主教的那些间谍。
So those Catholic spies.
那就是那些 monks.
Those monks.
结果从他们中间知道他们真的明白圣经。
And they understood that they really knew the Bible.
你越明白圣经。
The more you understand the Bible.
你越知道今天教会走样走了多少。
The more you know how the church is gone the wrong way.
他们清楚得很。
So they were very clear.
人称义乃是因，人今天称义乃是因着相信。
So they knew that man was justified by faith.
他们知道说今天坐在，他们今天知道说坐在罗马宝座上的那个就是敌基督。
So they know that those who were upon the throne in Rome is the Antichrist.
他们是每个人读圣经。
Everyone studied the Bible.
他们不是专家读圣经。
They're not experts studying the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们两个两个出去传福音。
So two by two they went out and preached.
你看见没有？他们就像保罗一样，就像彼得一样。
They're just like Peter.
他们出去撒种子。
They went forth and spread the word.
感谢主。你知道当他们传福音的时候，
when they preached the gospel,
有人监视他们。
Some people were spying on them.
结果呢，他们很小心。
So they're very careful.
他们就卖一些的东西。
So they were there selling things.
尤其卖珍珠。
Especially they're selling pearls.
等到卖完珍珠以后，
after they sold the pearls,
他说我告诉你还有一个更大的。
He said I have a bigger pearl to give.
然后他们就对他们传福音。
And then they would preach the gospel.
这就是这样的把福音到处传遍了。
Now this is how they preach the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so,
你看见吗？整个的欧洲，
the whole of Europe,
他们从一个地方走到另外一个地方。
They went from one place to another.
最后，
in the end,
你看见教会觉得对他们是个很大的威胁。
So then the church felt they were a threat.
所以他们做了两件事。
So they did two things.
第一件事，
the first thing,
他们下一道命令。
They sent forth a command.
从此以后，
from this day on,
没有一个平信徒可以读圣经。
No layman can read the Bible.
所以圣经用链子把它链起来了。
So they chained up the Bible.
你不知道圣经，
you don't know the Bible.
你不明白圣经，
you don't understand the Bible.
你就不会造反。
You will not there rebel.
你如果不读圣经，
if you don't study the Bible,
你就不知道教会错误的多厉害。
You do not know how wrong the church is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now you see this.
到了一个地步，
to such a point,
许多人都不读圣经。
Many people didn't study the Bible.
德国有个很有名的主教，
there was a very famous bishop in Germany.
他有一天怎么说呢？
What did he say one day?
他说感谢神。
He said thank God.
我一生从来没有读过罗马，从来没有读过保罗书信。
I never read one chapter in the book.The epistles of Paul.
如果我读了保罗的书信的话，
if I read the epistles of Paul,
我就要像马丁路德一样变成异端了。
I will be like come like Martin Luther and become a heresy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹， so、brothers and sisters, 现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
当教会起来读圣经的时候，
when the church starts to write,
结果遇到命令。
There's a command.
就是没有个平信徒可以读圣经。
No layman can read the Bible.
他们仍旧读圣经。
They still study the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，到最后，
but in the end,
你看教会觉得威胁太大了。
The church felt the threat was so big.
他们当初怎么用十字军来对付异教徒的？
How they use the crusaders to deal with the pagans.
结果现在他们用什么呢？他们用十字军来对付这帮基督徒。
So they use the crusaders to deal with these Christians.
这帮弟兄们在阿尔卑斯山谷里面。
These people were in the Alps.
爬到山上去。
They climbed up to the mountains.
他们被追杀都是这个天气。
And then they were all chased in
the weather like this.
In the weather like this.
他们很多很多人就这样死在阿尔卑斯山上。
And many people died this way in the Alps.
如果今天大家有机会到那一带去看的话，
if people can go to the Alps today,
那一带的风景为什么这么美丽呢？
Why is it so beautiful in that area?
因为是用圣徒的血浇灌的。
Because it's filled with the blood of the saints.
浇灌的 sprinkled.
Sprinkled with the blood of the saints.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你就明白，
now you understand,
你就明白说在教会历史里面，
now in church history,
神在教会的工作是怎么工作，
how the work of God worked in the church.
不是少数人读圣经，
not just a few individuals,
每一个人都读圣经，
everyone studied the Bible.
原因在哪里？
Why is the reason?
这里给我们看见，
here it shows,
教会没有一般人是文士和法利赛人，
there's not a group of here appear that is the Pharisees.
教会也没有一个巨贱的阶级，
there's notAlso not an intermediate class.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是主在教会里面所做的。
This is what the Lord has done in the church.
一直到今天。
Even until today.
你知道全教会今天。
You know the whole church today.
我们得着很大的帮助。
We have received much help.
你知道今天在神学里面。
Now in seminaries today.
In theology.在神学里面。
In theology.
我们知道有一个很有名的神学叫做 Reformed theology, 叫做改革中的神学。
There's a theology called Reformed theology.
多少年来。
For many years now,
改革中的神学几乎是等于圣经。
The Reformed theology almost equaled the Bible.
后来有一班弟兄们
，But then there was a group
of
brothers.
就达比和这班弟兄们
，John Darby and many others.
他们好好的读圣经
，They studied the Bible.
而且是全教会读圣经
，And the whole church studied the Bible.
他们不是一个人读圣经
，Not just one person reading the Bible.
他们连厨子都会读圣经
，Even the cook knew how to study the Bible.
他们的水手都会读圣经
，And their
The sailors.
Sailors.
所以因着他们全教会读圣经里面。
Because the whole church studied the Bible.
所以神给他们的光是空前的。
So then there was not as much light ever before.
在美国。
In the United States.
有一个 theological school.
There's a theological school.
就从他们所看见的光。
And took the light that they saw.
把他们整理过来。
And they organized it.
结果弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是今天很有名的 dispensational theology, 就是时代派的神
学。So that's what we get the dispensational theology today.
现在我们就
So now we know this.
不光是 reform theology,
not just reform theology.
不光是这个 dispensational theology,
not just dispensational theology.
你看神的话
the word of God,
他你这都被看见了
can be seen clearly.
现在神的话就能看得更清楚了
Now the word of God is even clearer.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问
now we want to ask
reform theology,
the reform theology,
特别是落在一帮很会读圣经的时候
fell into the hands of those that really knew how to study the Bible.
如果今天大家到 Princeton 去的话
if people go to Princeton today.
你在 Princeton 你还能看见那个东西
You can still see these in Princeton.
当初最早 Reform Theology 根本就在 Princeton.
The first Reform Theologies came from Princeton.
那些最会读圣经的人
Those that knew how to study the Bible
他们把神的话给了我们
They gave us the word of God.
我们为着他们要感谢主
We thank the Lord for them.
但是主叫我们看得更清楚
But the Lord wants us to see even clearer.
兴起了一班弟兄姊妹
Raised a group of brothers and sisters.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
因为他们被带回到神的旨意
Because they were brought back into the center of God's
purpose. 因为这个缘故
Because of that.
每个人都读圣经
Everyone studied the Bible.
结果他们所得出来的结果
So the result that they gained.
不只是连神学院都承认
Not just the recognized by seminary.
而且完全被他们接受
And was accepted by seminary.
那弟兄姊妹 现在我们对于圣经的认识
Now our understanding of the Bible.
我们就更比从前更清楚
We are even clearer about the understanding of the Bible.
所以这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
这就很清楚给我们看见
Here it shows us then.
在教会里面
In church history.
特别这2000年来
Especially in these past 2000 years.
你看见等到教会老化的时候
When the church has become old.
一面
On the one hand,
就是教会怎样犹太教化。
How the church became Judaized.
另一面
On the other hand,
给我们看见教会怎样世界化。
It shows us how the church became secularized.
世界的办法进到教会里面。
The methods of the world has entered in.
世界的风气进到教会里面。
The general fashion of the world has come in.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
世界怎样我们也怎样。
However the world is, we are.
现在我们要问
Now we want to ask,
世界和教会有什么分别
What is the difference between the church and the world?
教会和犹太教有什么分别
What's the difference between the church and Judaism?
难道今天我们要开倒车回到犹太教去
Are we going to return to Judaism?
主怎么说呢
What did the Lord say?
新酒是装在新皮袋里
You have to place a new wine in a new wineskin
新皮带乃是指的教会。
New wineskin refers to the church.
旧皮带指的犹太教会。
The old wineskin refers to Judaism.
但是教会历史一直给我们看见。
But in church history, it always shows.
教会的难处永远这样。
The difficulty of the church is always there.
主说要把新酒放在新皮带里。
The Lord says, put new wine in new wineskin.
我们把新皮带变成旧皮带。
We have turned the new wineskin into old wineskin.
现在你要问什么
？Now we want to ask.
这是犹太教呢
？Is this Judaism?
这还是。教会呢
or the church.
如果是教会的话
if it's the church,
教会是基督的身体
the church is the body of Christ.
如果是犹太教的话
if it's Judaism,
教会是一栋的房子
it's nothing but a building.
教会像圣殿一样
the church is like the temple.
教会像会堂一样
the church is like the synagogue.
一个一个的会堂
it's one and one by one.
一个一个的圣殿
you see temples.
叫你想起犹太教
it reminds you of Judaism.
一个一个的房子
there's just buildings.
叫你想起教会
to remind you of
the church.
The church.
Christianity.所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见今天我们的见证是什么样的见证
So what is our testimony today?
感谢主
Thank the Lord
虽然教会老化了
Even though the church has become old
但是主今天呼召得胜者
The Lord is there calling the overcomer
感谢你有个责任
You have a responsibility
主让你眼睛看见
The Lord allows you to see
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你要忠于你所看见
You have to be faithful to what you see
你不能睡觉
You cannot sleep
所以我们要知道
So we have to know
得胜者是需要付代价
Overcomers have to pay a price
今天主是借助得胜者
The Lord through the overcomers
把教会带回他的旨意
To bring the church back to his purpose
主也是借助得胜者
And then through the overcomers overcomers.
让教会的这个见证责任放在他们的身上。
To place the burden of the testimony upon their shoulders.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
等到主回来以前。
When the, before the Lord returns.
当这一班人得胜的时候。
When these people overcome.
主说这就是全体的得胜。
The Lord says then all have overcome.
因为是他们把教会的见证带到地上来。
Because they were the ones that brought the testimony of God to the earth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们散居在美国。
So we are here spread in the United States.
我们都是移民来到美国。
We are all immigrants to the United States.
我们来我们以为我们只是来生存来生活。
We thought that when we came, it was just so that we could survive.
但是不管你在什么地方。
But no matter where you are at.
门永远向着神儿女打开的。
Your door shall be always open to the children of God.
神的儿女不只包括只会讲中文的。
The children of God do not just include those that speak Chinese.
神的儿女也包括那些讲英文的。
The children of God also includes those that speak English.
需要有多少的忍耐。
How many patience.
有多少的祷告。
How much prayer.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
弟兄姊妹。你们是有责任的。
You have a responsibility.
因为主把见证责任放在你们身上。
Because God has placed the burden of the testimony upon your shoulders.
如果你们失败了。
If you fail.
主怎么能得着荣耀的教会。
How can the Lord gain a glorious church?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
不管怎样的艰
难。No matter what test, how difficult.
爱所有神的儿女。
Because you love all the children of God.
那么起初的爱。
That first love.
不是只爱中国人的爱。
It's not just to love the Chinese.
乃是爱美国人的爱。
It's to love Americans.
爱巴西人的爱。
I love Brazilians.
只要他神的儿女。
If they are the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，你为什么来美国？
Why do you come to the United States?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见了。
You saw.
有许多人没有看见。
Many people didn't see.
你可以告诉他们。
You should tell them.
你今天做科学家。
If you're a scientist.
你今天做研究。
If you do research.
你今天讲 seminar 的时候。
When you preaching a seminar.
你都用英文讲的。
You all speak in English.
那些人都美国人都得到帮助。
All the Americans are helped.
为什么今天？
Why today?
讲到主的事情。
When you speak about the Lord's name.
你可以用几句简单的英文来告诉他们。
You can't use some simple English words to tell them.
我们有责任的。
We have a responsibility.
我们不能够白占地图。
We cannot just be here for no reason.
所以当主得着一般的基督徒。
When the Lord gains a group of brothers,
主回来以前
before the Lord's return,
因着他们得胜的
because they overcame,
所以主说他们的得胜就算全体教会的得胜
their overcoming is the overcoming of the whole church,
然后主就回来
so then the Lord returns,
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
教会有没有明天
does the church have a tomorrow?
教会有明天
the church has a tomorrow,
教会有明天的原因
the reason why the church has a tomorrow,
主今天没有放松我们
because the Lord has not let go of us today,
主仍旧行走在教会中
the Lord is still walking amidst the church,
他手里仍旧握着七星
he is still holding the seven stars,
不止如此
not only that,
教会有明天
the church has a tomorrow,
因为主得着一般得胜者
because the Lord has gained an overcoming of overcomers to be responsible
他们敢说别人所不敢说的
they dare to say what others
他们看见别人所没有看见的
they saw what others didn't see
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
但愿主恩待我们
may the Lord have mercy on us
叫我们能向主忠心
that we may be faithful to him
如果主能得着这一般的人
if the Lord can gain such a group of people
你看见教会是有前途的
then the church has a future
教会是有明天
the church has a tomorrow
我们低头祷告
let us bow with a word of prayer
主我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们心里觉得何等的沉重
Lord, our hearts feel so heavy.
当我们讲到这些话的时候
When we speak about these things,
我们心中喜乐不起来
We cannot be joyful in our hearts.
但是主啊我们告诉你说
But we tell you, Lord,
我们愿意和你同工
We willing to co-work with you.
当你看见教会荒凉的时候
When you see the desolation of the church,
你借着约翰的指示
That you may use the ministry of John
来提醒我们
To remind us.
我们应当要悔改
We ought to repent.
So, 我们先在你面前悔改。
So, Lord, we repent before you first.
你借着我们
through us,
主啊，能够帮助教会。
You may help us to help the church.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
我们相信我们来到美国并不突然。
We believe that we coming to the United States is not accidental.
但愿你恩待我们在座的每一位。
May you have mercy on each one here.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们知道我们今天在地上有一个目的。
We have a purpose here on this earth.
为着荣耀的教会。
For the glorious church.
我们愿意把我们自己更多的献上。
We want to offer ourselves even more.
我们知道
We know,
荣耀的教会曾经在历史上出现过
The glorious church appeared in history
主我们相信
We believe,
在你回来以前
Before you return
你要完成你所要完成
You will complete what you want to complete
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你
Give you all the praise and honor and glory
靠着耶稣基督可爱的
Church began Judaism
刚开始的时候
In the beginning
当然大家都读圣经
Everybody studied the Bible
但是慢慢慢慢的
Slowly
就走